الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين honorable ulama respected hufaz Beloved brothers and elders, it's barely about 16 days that the month of Ramadan has ended. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to us regarding the month of Ramadan, it's a great month, a month in which the rewards of our good deeds are multiplied. And in this month, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam highlighted one night and said, the power of this one night, the night of Qadr, is that if a person engages in ibadat and he gets the Laylatul Qadr, his reward will be the reward of better than 1,000 months. If we convert 1,000 months into years, approximately 83 years and 4 months. If a person gets 10 of these nights, he'll get the reward of 830 years approximately. This is a very great night, a night in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted us to engage in ibadat. However, respected elders and friends, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also brought to our attention that this night, despite it being so great, so blessed, so mubarak and so rewarding in the sight of Allah, so many people are gaining, they're receiving reward, but the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will be a class of people who despite the blessings of this night being so great, they will be deprived. Everyone else is gaining, but they would be deprived. For a moment, let's reflect. Imagine someone comes to distribute something and is giving everyone. Everyone is receiving something, a little gift or a chocolate or whatever the nature of that item may be. But when it comes to your turn, he excludes you. He doesn't give it to you. He knocks you off the list. How would you feel at that moment? This is the night of Qadr. Everyone is receiving. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains the detail. He says, Jibreel alayhi salam comes down with a group of malaika and he tells the malaika to disperse and scatter into different parts of the world. They go and they congratulate all those engaging in ibadat. They say ameen to their du'as. Then when it comes to the time to leave, Jibreel alayhi salam announces that it's now come the time to go back to the heavens. So these malaika, they ask Jibreel alayhi salam, tell us what happened on this night. Jibreel alayhi salam replies, نَظَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ فِي هَذِهِ اللَّيْلَةِ وَعَفَىٰ عَنْهُمْ On this night, Allah looks at His servants with a special glance of mercy. He forgives everyone. إِلَّا أَرْبَعَةً Except 4 classes of people. Everyone is getting forgiven. Everyone is getting his du'as answered. But 4 classes of people are deprived. Who are these 4? Number 1, رَجُلٌ مُدْمِنُ خَمْرٍ A man who is intoxicated, who is an alcoholic, a person who is habitual of taking alcohol and intoxicants. Number 2, وَعَاقٌ لِوَالِدَيْهِ The man who's disrespectful to his parents. Number 3, وَقَاطِعُ رَحِمٍ The person who severs family ties. And number 4, وَمُشَاحِنٌ The man who bears malice and has grudges and hatred in his heart for others. When everyone is receiving, these people are deprived. This last person, Mushahid, like he's deprived on the day, on the night of Qadr. Similarly, we find before Ramadan comes another big major night, a special night. The night of 15th of Sha'ban, which is termed Laylatul Bara'ah, where people are being freed from the fire of Jahannam. On this night, the speciality Allah is giving and Allah is forgiving. But again, despite so much of forgiveness, despite people getting their du'as answered, two people are excluded. Number one is a mushrik. A mushrik, a person who ascribes partners to Allah Ta'ala. We can understand his sin is so severe. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Allah forgives all sins, but Allah doesn't forgive the sin of shirk. The second person who's deprived on that 15th of Sha'ban is who? Again, Mushahin. The one who harbors malice in his heart for others. This is the 15th of Sha'ban, a major night. Laylatul Qadr, a major night. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says further, every week, تُعْرَضُ الْأَعْمَالِ فِي كُلِّ جُمُعَةٍ مَرَّتَيْنِ. The deeds of man are presented before Allah Ta'ala every week on two times, two occasions, 2 days. يوم الاثنين ويوم الخميس. On Monday and Thursday. Every Monday and Thursday the deeds are presented before Allah. فَيُغْفَرُ لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ مُؤْمِنٍ. Every believer is forgiven. Again, Allah is forgiving everyone. Everyone is receiving. إِلَّا عَبْدًا كَانَتْ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ أَخِيهِ شَحْنَاءُ. Except one person. One person is excluded. This person is excluded 15th of Sha'ban. He's excluded on the night of Qadr. He's excluded every week when general forgiveness is taking place. Who's this man? That person between whom? Between him and his brother. Between him and his fellow Muslim brother, there is some malice, some dirt, some hatred, some enmity. فَيُقَالْ أَنْذِرُوا هَذَيْنِ حَتَّى يَصْطَلِحَا. Allah announces, leave these two aside. Leave these two aside until they patch up, until they get back together, until that dirt and that malice is removed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam highlights to us the importance of keeping this heart clean, of ridding it of malice and any type of dirt. He told Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ya Bunayya, O my son, إِن قَدَرْتَ أَن تُصْبِحَ وَتُمْسِيَ وَلَيْسَ فِي قَلْبِكَ غِشٌّ لِأَحَدٍ فَفْعَلْ. If it's possible, you have the ability, in other words, try your best to spend every moment of the 24 hours of the day, in what condition? That you have no malice, no grudges, no enmity in your heart for anyone. Then he says, why? ثُمَّ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ وَذَلِكَ مِن سُنَّتِي. Oh my son, this is my special sunnah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are so many sunnats that we want to follow and we try to follow and Allah give us the ability to follow. That's one of our greatest ambitions in life. But Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam highlights one special sunnah and he says, my special sunnah is to keep that heart clean. And then he says further, وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ سُنَّتِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي. If you love my sunnah, you love me. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ. And if you love me, you'll be with me in Jannah. Being in Jannah is a great bounty. Allah bless us with that bounty. But being with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah is an even greater bounty. And the way to get that is to love the sunnah and especially practice on the sunnah of keeping the heart clean. Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that one person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked, أَيُّ النَّاسِ أَفْضَلْ. Ya Rasulullah, tell me, tell us, amongst all the people and all the good deeds that people engage in, tell us, which person is most exemplary? Who's the most virtuous? Who's the best of people? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, كُلُّ مَخْمُومِ الْقَلْبِ صَدُوقِ الْلِسَانِ. Every person who possesses two qualities, number one, he's got a clean heart, and number two, he's got a truthful tongue. He's the best of people. Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked further, Ya Rasulullah, صَدُوقُ الْلِسَانِ نَعْرِفُهُ فَمَا مَخْمُومُ الْقَلْبِ. We know, we understand, we can relate to having a truthful tongue. Tell us, explain to us, elaborate a little further, what is meant by having a clean heart? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam elaborates. He explains certain qualities which cause a person to fall under the category of having a clean heart. And what did he say? هو النقي التقي لا إثم عليه ولا بغي ولا غل ولا حسد. He's that person who keeps himself clean. He's that person who adopts taqwa. He's that person who rids himself of four actions primarily. Number one, لا إثم عليه ولا بغيا. There's no sin on him. Every person falls into sin, but he does his best to stay away from sin. And if he falls into sin, he's quick in making tawbah. So لا إثم عليه ولا بغيا. He never exceeds the bounds. A simple translation, he doesn't inconvenience anybody. There's no sin on him, he doesn't inconvenience anyone. وَلَا غِلَّةٌ. Number three, and he bears no malice in his heart. وَلَا حَسَدٌ. And there's no jealousy. When you have these four, you qualify. You qualify to fit under the category of a person who has a clean heart. To understand this, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah has narrated in his Musnad an incident that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was seated with the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu. Anas radiallahu anhu narrates the incident. He says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was seated with us, and then he told us, يَتْلُعُ عَلَيْكُمُ الْآنَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Just now, very soon from now, a man is going to enter this masjid. And the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, take it from me, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, he's going to enter the masjid, he's a man walking on the surface of this earth. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he's actually a man who belongs to the people of Jannah. He's a man who belongs to the people of Jannah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when he comes in, he will walk in, and his description will be that his face will be dripping with the fresh droplets of wudu. The sahaba are seated. Not long after that, a man walks in. And exactly according to the description Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave, it fitted this person. First day. On the second day, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made the same announcement. A man is going to walk in, and that same person who walked in yesterday walked in today. On the third day, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made the very same announcement. On the third day, the same man walks in. That man is not aware of what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said regarding him. He was not there to hear that announcement. But 3 days, the same man walks in. Muhaddithin explained that this person was Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So there was a man amongst the crowd, Abdullah bin Amr bin As, radiallahu anhuma. He says, I've got to go and follow this man and understand what's his secret. Why is he getting the special privilege and announcement that every 3 days consecutively, he's getting an announcement he's a man of Jannah. So Abdullah bin Amr bin As, he goes up to Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas and he tells him, he creates a pretext that I cannot go home, there's some complication because of which I cannot go back home. Would you allow me to stay with you in your house for 3 days? Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu agrees, no problem. Anas radiallahu anhu says, Abdullah bin Amr bin As then told us that he stayed in the house and he was waiting to see something extraordinary. Why is this man getting the special certificate of Jannah? So Abdullah bin Amr bin As says, I noticed that he went to sleep and he then spent some major portion of the night in tahajjud. He went to sleep, and he woke up at the time of Fajr Salah. The only thing I noticed that whenever he woke up in the night, إِذَا تَعَرَّ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَكَبَّرَ. Whenever he woke up, then he made some dhikr and he went back to sleep. But one thing I can tell you, غَيْرَ أَنِّي لَمْ أَسْمَعْهُ يَقُولُ إِلَّا خَيْرًا. I never hear him uttering anything regarding anyone except good. He only spoke good of people. Thereafter he says, when 3 days passed, Abdullah bin Amr bin As says, I went to Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu and I told him that to give you the real story, there was nothing that took place between him. The actual reason I wanted to stay with you was because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on 3 days, he made this announcement regarding you, that you are a man of Jannah. I stayed here to look, to analyze, to scrutinize your deeds, so that I can follow what you are doing. And I can also be eligible of being that man of Jannah. So Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas mentions him, مَا هُوَ إِلَّا مَا رَأَيْتْ. The deeds you saw, there's nothing extraordinary. What you saw is what you saw. You stayed with me, I didn't know why you stayed, but this is, whatever you saw is what you saw. Anyway, Abdullah bin Amr bin As says, I turned around and I was walking away. فَلَمَّا وَلَّيْتُ دَعَانِي. When I walked away, he called me back. And then he told him, مَا هُوَ إِلَّا مَا رَأَيْتْ. It's what you saw. The deeds you saw, those are the actions I'm doing. But there is an action that's deep within my heart that nobody knows of. And you wouldn't be able to see that physically. غَيْرَ أَنِّي لَا أَجِدُ فِي نَفْسِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ غِشَّةٍ وَلَا أَحْسُدُ أَحَدًا عَلَى خَيْرٍ أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ إِيَّهِ. Except that deep in my heart, I've got no malice, hatred, and bad feelings for anyone. My heart is void and free of all this. And number two, I'm not jealous of anything Allah has blessed my fellow Muslim brother with. Abdullah bin Amr bin As mentioned, هَلْ هِيَ إِلَّا هَذِهِ. This is the action. وَهِيَ الَّتِي لَا تُطِيقْ وَلَا نُطِيقْ. This is the action we don't have the ability to carry out. So really, this is what made this man a man of Jannah. When we analyze this incident, we find two glaring lessons, which illustrate and highlight the points mentioned in the hadith. Number one, غَيْرَ أَنِّي لَمْ يَسْمَعْهُ يَقُولْ إِلَّا خَيْرًا. He never said anything bad about anyone. And number two, his heart was absolutely clean. This is what was mentioned by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the most virtuous of people, the one who has a clean heart, and the one who always speaks the truth. Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu, a great sahabi of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who took part in battles with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who was very active in the battle of Uhud. A time came when he was about to pass away. When people came to visit him, he was on his deathbed, he was sick. Normally in that state, a person cannot look after himself as well as he would look after himself when he's well and he's healthy. Nevertheless, when people entered and they looked at his face, they noticed, دُخِلَ عَلَيْهِ وَكَانَ وَجْهُهُ يَتَهَلَّلْ. His face was brimming with radiance. There was a special nur on his face. So people asked, مَا لِوَجْهِكَ يَتَهَلَّلْ. Why is your face shining so bright? What a speciality. How come we notice that this is a bounty that you are enjoying? So he says, مَا مِنْ عَمَلِي شَيْءٌ أَوْثَقُ عِنْدِي مِنْ إِثْنَتَيْنِ. As though he was saying, Allah has blessed me with the ability to do many good deeds. Allah blessed me with great opportunities. But from all the deeds that Allah had given me the opportunity to carry out, there are two deeds which I have great hope from Allah that Allah will look at me favorably. And it is a result of these two deeds that you're noticing the radiance on my face. Number one, أَمَّا إِحْدَاهُمَا فَكُنْتُ لَا أَتَكَلَّمُ فِي مَا لَا يَعْنِينِ. Number one, I always guarded my tongue. I spoke the truth. I never say anything that doesn't concern me. It's got no benefit in dunya, no benefit in deen. I guarded my tongue. And number two, وَأَمَّا الْأُخْرَى فَكَانَ قَلْبِي لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ سَلِيمًا. My heart is clean for everyone. My heart is absolutely clean. There was a man, Sulaiman bin Dinar, who asked a senior of his time, Abu Bashir, أَخْبِرْنِي أَنْ عَمَالِ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَنَا. Tell me about the deeds of people who came before us. So he said, إِنَّهُمْ يَعْمَلُونَ يَسِيرًا وَيُجَرُونَ كَثِيرًا. They did little. Their actions were few, but their rewards were huge. Their rewards were enormous. He says, وَلِمَ ذَاكَ. Tell me, why did they get these benefits? How did they have the ability of doing little but being rewarded so greatly? He says, one cause, لِسَلَامَةِ صُدُورِهِمْ, because their hearts were absolutely clean. They had sparkling hearts. In the Quran Kareem, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala teaches us a dua and praises people who make this dua. رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Oh Allah, let there be no malice, no dirt, no hatred in my heart for any person. A person mentioned so beautifully, bearing a grudge is like drinking poison. Bearing a grudge is like drinking poison, but expecting the other person to die. You bearing the grudge, you're going to suffer in deen, you're going to suffer in dunya. Forgive the person, overlook. One hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows us a beautiful prescription. What did Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He said, لا يبلغني أحد من أصحابي أحد شيئا فإني يحب أن أخرج إليكم وأنا سليم الصدر. No one should bring to me any tale, any story, anything about anyone. Don't bring any stories to me. Why? I wish to come out to you. I wish to meet everyone in a condition that my heart is clean. What is he telling us? What is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam teaching us? That these stories that we listen to, these stories that we read about, these things that we entertain about other people, that is one of the primary causes to make that heart dirty. If you want to keep that heart clean, then let's cut this out of our lives. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us with sparkling clean hearts. May Allah bless us with the ability to follow this great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah give us the ability to practice on whatever has been mentioned. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.